After years of fighting a gas storage facility in the Finger Lakes, activists like my next guest are both breathing a sigh of relief today and hailing a big victory. The DEC rejected a gas storage project by Crestwood that activists have been worried about for years. My guest today is Joseph Campbell. He is one of the co-founders of Gas Free Seneca with Yvonne Taylor. Joseph, how are you feeling today?
Susan, I can't tell you how pleased I am to be speaking with you today. We're ecstatic.
This is a victory through and through. The commissioner of the DEC, Basil Sagos, denied Crestwood's application to build a liquid propane gas storage project in the Finger Lakes. Why were you so concerned about this?
Primarily, the danger that this project would pose to Seneca Lake and the Finger Lakes region as a whole. You know, as you know, we have so overwhelming opposition to this project across the entire Finger Lakes region, and it's antithetical to what we have here. It's antithetical to the agriculture tourism, you know, the winery tourism industry that is the backbone of our local economy, and dirty, polluting industry has no place here.
And that's what the commissioner said, basically. He said that it would ruin the community character, which is something he based his denial on information that your group provided.
We submitted a number of reports on different, geology, economics. We had a noise expert. But one of the reports that obviously played a big part in this was our community character expert and his report.
Can the company, Crestwood, appeal or dispute this decision, do you know?
I believe that they can always file what's called an Article 78, which is a lawsuit suing the DEC. They'd basically be suing New York State, and good luck with that. You know, I don't think that they'd win that lawsuit. I really don't.
So you think it's really dead?
I think it's dead. So, I think we won.
So after how many years has it been, 8 years?
We're in our eighth year of fighting this. The process has been going on since this time in 2009. The company filed their initial application. So it's been going on for quite a long time now.
Yeah, and you're volunteers, and Yvonne Taylor also volunteers. So this is really a David and Goliath story. What are you going to be doing now with all your free time?
Oh, there's no such thing as free time. Fortunately, this one's behind us. Right behind this project, on the heels of this project, is a Rochester startup called Circular Energy that wants to build the largest garbage burning incinerator in New York State.
So you already have another battle ahead of you.
Yeah. I don't understand why people think that the Finger Lakes is a good place for this dirty, polluting industry. I hope that this sends a message to the Circular Energy folks that the people of the Finger Lakes are not going to allow this kind of dirty, polluting industry. We're going to fight tooth and nail, and ultimately we're going to prevail.
We've been speaking with the co-founder of Gas Free Seneca, Joe Campbell. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you, Susan.
Support for the Capitol Press Room is provided by AARP, volunteer opportunities that help individuals and communities across New York State. More information about volunteer work at www.aarp.org/nyvolunteer.